Meeting concerning the Red Dog Project held March 10, 1982, representing NANA's Robert Newland, John Schaefer, Don Argett Singer, representing Cominco, George Tucannon, Jerry Booth.
Okay. ज्ञानम तादृश्यम
Damna sabab nang nang medrum
Sulit agamane, orang di tempat ini penyepan, We went into this for jobs. People suppose before it was up to me, we wouldn't even go into mining. But you know, I got a job, I get paid, I don't worry about it. The rest of you, you've got more bills coming, light bills, everything else now, you've got to have more jobs. So that's why we went in. What we're trying to do is to do it so it doesn't spoil our any bad way. So our spirit program is going to be a part of this whole thing. I'm not going to say that people who are not in the program are not going to get jobs. I can't say that right now. We're going to make sure the spirit program gets going first. But down the road, you might be saying that. Those people who are involved in the spirit program, who are better in Ugandans than others, might get first crack at the jobs. You haven't gotten their spirit program going good, you better start supporting Herbert. That's the way to get into this. And we want to make this an Indubatch. We're partners in this. It's not like we gave that land to Kamiko and they're going to run it by themselves. That's not the way it is. We're partners. And it's in that. We are the ones that own the land. We're the ones that are trying to start it because we want the jobs. We're going to, so we have to help. We'll be in this together. You're going to get not only the jobs as benefits, but you get paid by them. There'll be lots of that. Good enough so that people can live better. We're also going to get profits financed. And we showed some of the profits there, or some of the money that they have to pay us, business, to open this mine. And we'll get. Robert got a check for $100,000 the other day. July will be another $1,400,000 in the first payment. And every year after this, until they open the mine, we'll get $1 million. That helps now. It helps us keep passing our dividends. And, but later, after the mine starts, then we'll get some more, anywhere from 8 to 10 million a year, until they get their money back out of it, which may be 15 or 20 years. Then after that, it jumps up to around 60 million a year after they get their money back. Or, 25 more years. Well, it keeps going up. But after about 35 or 45 years from the time it opens, then it jumps up to closer to between 100 million and 200 million. But all of that has to be shared with the other regions under this 7I provision that we have in the Settlement Act. So we only get 34% of that starting from right now. We have to share the rest with the other regions. That's the way it works. They have to share whatever they've got with us. The feasibility study is very important because until that's done, we don't even know whether the mine will open. We've got to remember that. So for the next year and a half or 2 years, you know, we just got our fingers crossed. It's going to be all of us together figuring out whether we should open that mine or not after this study. You know, the people that will be emotionally involved looking after subsistence and water and that kind of thing are the Kivalina and NOTAC. The Elders' Councils of Kivalina and NOTAC will form a committee on subsistence in the environment. And they will advise us on whether it's going to be okay or not to open the mine. So we want to make sure those people whose land it is that we're digging up, they have to be happy with it. And so they'll have lots of say. We mentioned that we have meetings. They have to have at least one meeting like this about the mine every year for as long as this mine goes in every village. So everybody here will know what's going on. And we can come ask them if there's a problem. They've got to do that. If we lean on NOTAC, we've got to do it just twice a year. They're close. We hope this works. It works right, but it only can work right if we all up our villages while we're doing it. If you have any questions, in English, I'll answer them. These guys will answer them.
una camisa bien bonita y estelada. Guame. Y luego, bueno. Al morner, atastado, bueno. Guapísimo, niño pero. Cayó todos los niños. Seguirlo todos los niños. Peñeja, carro, su lupa. Tanta vez que han enseñado luego. Y me conlo. Na ano na tena na te pota na ebi kana kaman na ibo minya kitchen na alugo potiga so payago tera ne ipinya ta tapko na sabak te kapsili jolo pina tera ma ang yote lugo kanta tigi lugo ipira na alugo so na kumuna ang mugora kun na ka imito ano ble ikang makuk ang mahon minyak ini penyepan karena oh tiga lalu itu tiga kogo pak ngarele di kami di kor sumit tak lumuna nyunet benar tak pindah ini minyak tau penyepan oh tiga lalu penyunyanya itu tak kogo tak tinggal di bumi bisa kami peso wajibat Pira panahin, ilisin yung ripong tangan niya sa kanok, tablo nga, itiglip nilana, so naka, so sibon na ito, ilisin niya, peso na ako ni pigisin ito. Kaman na, kaulak niya kasi, mung mga ang makalak na utira, kaulak niya sigit matin, ikutan na, kaya niya kakasi. Ibe, Muka wujudnya mana? Ini kerja share itu buat orang tuan tahu mana dia orang. Tahu nak tak? Nak buat apa? Tahu nak tak? Anggangan ini dia orang. Tahu tak? Ini per penyelidikan. Anak dulu buat, anak lawan dulu. Pergi taman lah, akhirnya orang pintu pintu tinggi lalu pintu macam lawan dulu. Kalau di ikut mak nak tahu kalau aku tinggal dulu hari ini bed kayu tinggal dulu anak dulu tapi muda kalau kita itu dua dulu kalau kita tua tawa canggung anak dulu ini dulu terlalu tahu.
Setting up shareholder talent bank. Last year or something that was a year before, we had come around and had all of our shareholders fill out forms. What their background was, if they were able to work with talent and work with that. These things in the next couple of months have been put on our list. So that they asked for a bunch of people, like a
than it's been.
You know, there's some of those jobs that women are better. They got women working in their mind all over. Even driving them big, 30-foot high trucks.
And a professional thing also, geologists and engineers. You have geologists, ladies and artists, and I will say that some of them work a heck of a lot harder and do a lot better job than the men.
This is the tape of the Shungnak meeting to discuss the proposed Red Dog mining project with Cominco, held March 10 with John Schaefer, Don Argertsinger from NANA, George DeCann, and Jerry Booth from Cominco.
Right.
Tell you a little bit about Jerry and I both will tell you a little bit about Kaminko and a little bit about zinc and lead and so on. The material that's in the Red Dog deposit. Something to about
cover the money that they put into it. That's the 15 years. After that, they get their money back, then it jumps up to 25% of what they made. That could be about $60 million. And every 5 years it goes up. So finally, after about 40 or 45 years, after my opens, and it will get over 100 million. A lot of that money has to be shared with the other regions themselves. We get to keep about 34% of the rest of the other regions, not all our regions. In order to make this thing work, if it does look like it's going to work, then we're going to have to work with that too. This is a partnership. For the next year and a half, years, maybe a little longer, we're just going to study, look at it, look at everything, see if it will work. It's going to be up to Cominco to look at those things like how can it be mined, what's the best way to do it, how much it's going to cost, what kind of road it's going to need, what kind of shipping, whether they can sell the product after they mine it, those kinds of things. There's some things that we have to look at. Are they going to mess up the water or the land or the air? Are they mine it? Are they going to mess up our subsistence in that area? Even here, it affects it because the current we pass through there. Are they going to provide enough jobs? Because that's why we went into this in the first place. To get the jobs. Those kinds of things we'll look at. Then together we'll decide whether the mine will go or not. For Hannah's part, we'll be coming to you to tell you, talk to you about it before we decide on our part. And we have to agree. Then we can say, go ahead. Everything is right. If it isn't right, then we stop right there. Pick up the bills. If it works okay, then we open up the mine. And then our work really starts, because we've got to make it work. Right now, the way things are going, if we had that many jobs, 200 jobs or so, but all that money in, then payroll will run close to $10 million a year for that mine. That's even if we don't get all of those jobs, even half of them, $5 million more a year, is a lot of money to pump into our village. Right now, most of our people can't handle the money, little money they got. If they get a lot more, things are going to get worse. So it's important that we get our spirit program going, so our people are ready to go up there, work, get the benefit of their money, use it right in the village. Otherwise, we're doing it for nothing.